Before I say anything else, may I add to the acknowledgement and the thanks and the honour to Tony Abbott. Tony, all of us in politics suffer great or enjoy great highs and often suffer great lows and setbacks. And I will never forget the day that you gave your press conference following your removal as Prime Minister by your colleagues. It is etched in my memory. It was one of the cruelest moments I've ever witnessed. The betrayal of you as leader of your party was one of the most shocking events I've ever witnessed, and I would think any of us have ever witnessed in politics. The scale of it, the idea that the man that had won in this presidential campaign an election was then going to be disposed of, discarded, like another course on a lazy Susan in a Vietnamese restaurant. The cruelty of it was extraordinary. And I remember watching your wife standing there, as the political wives and husbands so often are, the mute spectator to the cruelty inflicted on their husband. He's fine enough to refer to me as his friend, and I'm touched by that. I really am. After you lost, initially, I was very worried about you because I'd known how low I had sunk. Because I'd known how low I had sunk in a much less difficult loss of leadership, I was very worried about you. And as I got to know you, I realised what an extraordinarily tough individual you are. Your determination is unequalled by anyone I've worked with in politics. I don't know anyone that is just so filled with energy and determination and a preparedness to overcome any setback. And that is a triumph of the human spirit. Even if we disagree about one policy or another, that is an extraordinary triumph of the human spirit, that you could overcome those setbacks, that betrayal that would have crushed so many other people. Your resilience, your determination, derided by so many of your colleagues and by people in the media and by everyone, was again an example to all of us. All of us serve the Liberal Party. He has held firm to Liberal values throughout his career in public life. He held true to them as an opposition leader. He held true to them as Prime Minister. He took us out of the wilderness of opposition and took us back into government and achieved great things, great reforms, great commitments. He has helped build the future of our economy. He has helped ensure the prosperity of our children and grandchildren and our nation and our party. And I say to you, as his
ferocious opponent, and indeed an unforgiving one, because I'd known how low I had sunk,
all of us owe him an enormous debt. Now,